Hello and welcome to the Upgrade School Marketing Podcast. I am Matt Soule, the Director of Marketing Communications from Chapel Hill Chauncey Hall School.
And I'm Angie Ward, founder of Enroll Media Group, a digital marketing agency for schools. How's it going today, Matt?
It's good. Happy open house, fall enrollment tour, crazy season. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is fall, for sure. And I actually love fall, right? It's not just the weather and the
Fall's
leaves.
Fall's the best.
But it's the time in the independent school world where there's a lot of conferences and a lot of opportunities for professional development. So this is a great time of year for school marketers.
True. Lots of great things going on in the fall. And we're excited about this interview today. We are talking with the team from Boston University Academy about a really exciting project that they've been working on and building. Nasran Hakimi and Meg Shannon, they have incorporated their alumni into their admissions process in such an incredible way that they are a part of all aspects of the admissions process. And, you know, as we will learn, it is a win-win-win-win-win because they are engaging alumni and informing alumni, making them part of the process. They're making the admissions process for prospective families going through so much more personal, and they're actually getting to hear the outcomes from the people who have experienced the outcomes. And they're actually taking a significant amount of work directly off of the admissions office that is being completely done by alumni. And they have an entire process that they put together that ensures that everyone is up to date on what's going on in the school and is sharing information and notes in a way that is helpful for all the teams. It's really, really a great way for anyone at a school that is looking to increase those areas, alumni and admissions and engagement. It's a really, really great system that they put together that they outline here. So we're going to talk with Nasran. And Nasran has been at Boston University Academy since 2013. At BUA, she has primarily focused her attention on the admissions function to the school and more recently has taken on the role of assistant head of school for enrollment management and institutional advancement. So she oversees admissions, alumni relations, marketing, and communications. She has, you know, really involvement in all those areas. And Meg Shannon, who is the Senior Associate Director of Admissions at BUA, in addition to her work in admissions, she sits on the Financial Aid Committee, the Institutional Advancement Team, and Meg joined BUA in 2017 after working at a few different independent schools in the area. So they have a lot of experience all around, but really, really great things to share on this alumni topic. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk with Nasran and Meg. Nasran and Meg, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Nasran, first of all, as we just started the Zoom and I wanted to ask you, you have a very prominent photo wall. Can you show us your photo wall? Tell us what's behind you here?
Of course. So you can see me aging in real time through this photo wall. I have an office right off of the main lobby where all of our admission visitors come in. And when I started at BUA 13 years ago now, I just put up one or two photos. And since then, it's become sort of a tradition to put up photos of my advisees and our tour guides and students in the school. And students love coming into my office and standing here and finding themselves. And you'll see, it's hard to tell, but there are students on this wall that started in ninth grade at BUA who are now adults in the real world. So it's
so cool.
Crazy to see.
Funny how that happens, huh? They like get older, let's say. And I mean, connects very well to the topic that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, which is they're all turning into the BUA alumni that you're working with, right? Before we jump into that, though, I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about Boston University Academy? Tell me what's going on there.
Sure. So just a little background on the school. We are a small all-gender day school located right in the heart of Boston. So we have about 225 students across grades 9 through 12. And the really unique part of our program is that we both operate as an independent school and technically as a college of Boston University. So we are a 4-year high school experience, which we emphasize to our families because we're not in early college. We're a high school with the opportunities of a major research university. But our program is unique as all of our students take classes at the university during their junior and senior years at the school. And if they do want to stay on, they are guaranteed admission to BU as long as they meet certain benchmarks, which most of our students do. And I think it's important to note that they also do all of the traditional, in quotes, normal things that high schoolers do and things that happen at a traditional high school. So we have sports and clubs and activities and traditions and international and domestic trips and all of those fun things as well. So there's certainly an emphasis on students that are super curious and academic and really want to push themselves to their limits. But we recognize that they're also still teenagers. So it's a really warm and tight-knit community at the same time.
A
Thank you for
real,
that
that's a real
background.
jump on the, you know, a lot of schools talk about being college prep. You are a college. That's a, you know, it's a great thing to be able to jump to, I'm sure, when talking to families for sure.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people ask us what our AP offerings are, and we say we actually don't really have those because the students are actually taking college level classes. Oh, wow. That's so great. So, in the presentation you both delivered, you'd mentioned that the collaboration between admission and alumni relations was really key to your success. And we're curious, how did that partnership come about, and what made you realize that alumni could be such a powerful resource in your admissions process?
Good question. I think the answer to that is twofold. Probably within the last 5 years, we restructured our administrative team so that we operate under an institutional advancement umbrella as opposed to being siloed within with all the offices that do external affairs work. Initially, Meg and I both just worked in the admission office, and certainly we're a small school, so we had close relationships with our colleagues, but we weren't really strategically working together. So when this structure restructuring happened, my job changed so that I'm overseeing admissions, alumni relations, and marketing and communications, and then working closely with our development and parent engagement team as well. And so really that's when we started thinking about how we can strategically collaborate. I think the other part of the question here is that Meg and I have been here for quite some time. So I think there is oftentimes a lot of turnover within admission and development offices, but we really built the admission process and through that had built really close-knit relationships with students and families. And recognized that we admitted these kids who felt connected to us and were now alums. So we knew there was something there. We knew that these kids were coming back to see the school and their teachers, but also because they felt this loyalty to us and to being tour guides and being our advisees and all of those pieces. So through those two pieces, we figured with our development and alumni relations team that there was something there. And they had goals to start re-engaging alumni earlier. We had found that we were losing alums in those college years. They were only being tapped to give, and they didn't have any money to give, which makes sense. And they were too close to the school to understand the value of maintaining that connection. And so we started brainstorming with them on how we can keep young alums engaged. And thinking through that, like where the holes were and what problems we might want to fix. We had limited bandwidth. We're a really small team. We have an assistant director that works with us too, but we saw a lot of growth in application numbers and interest in the school happening, and we couldn't keep up with the demand in interviews and just all the things that go into having a concierge style admission process, which was really important to us to maintain. And so the idea of beginning to use alumni more thoughtfully in the process came to life. And we'd been doing that a little bit when Meg started. We had like one Saturday during the admission season where we would bring back a couple older alums that would do interviews for us along with the rest of our admission team. But it wasn't a robust program. It was more just like an event.
Got it.
And so Meg has really taken the lead on building out the programming of having alumni involved in interviews and events and as different touch points throughout the admission process.
That's wonderful.
Thank you for framing that out. And I think, to me, the presentation jumped out among all the hundreds of others because I think you hit on something that is, you're talking about engaging young alumni, which everybody is trying to figure out. Like, that's a really difficult thing that everyone's trying to figure out. You're talking about how to make like real connections with families, using people who have gone through the experience of the school. And you're talking about, doing more with less as far as, everybody, I think everyone I've talked to, I don't think anybody ever feels like, oh, we have way more staff than we need for our school. I think everybody is, having to try to do more with less. And what you're talking about in how you're putting alumni to work with the admissions team is bringing down the workload for the admissions team, allowing them to focus on other things and making them more informed. So this is just such a great topic to dig into. And one of the things you mentioned that really jumped out was you have about 150 interviews, is that correct, that are being done by your alumni for prospective families, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was wondering, could you talk me through a little bit about how does that work? Like, how did you build this up? How many alumni are you working with here as part of that 150 interviews? Just tell me a bit about that, the logistics of that.
So as Nastran said, it really started with this Saturday program, and then we realized we had a lot of room for growth and we could expand this. I think this is where COVID sort of helped us in some ways because we quickly moved to an online model with Zoom and we were very comfortable navigating what that looked like. And we were able to strategize and implement the alums into our programming really quickly because we were so comfortable with all of the technology that was being used. So the way it works is that Nastran and some of the other people on the institutional advancement team will tap some recent alums or just tap any alum saying, "Hey, we have all of these efforts going on. If you're interested in signing up, please do so." It could be for various events, but one of the biggest ones is for this alumni interviewing. From there, I typically collect all of the names and I do basically an information session for all alums. It can be low stakes. You can just get a sense of what does interviewing look like? How has the school changed since you were involved in the school? Why we interview? And that has really grown over the last 5 years. So now we have almost, like you said, 150 interviews that are being held by alums. Nastran mentioned we're a very, very small team, so we truly would not be able to do that without the alums' help. I would say it probably changes in terms of how many alums volunteer every year. I would say in the beginning, lots of our alums sign up. A lot of them have just graduated college, and Nastran and I have built the relationships with them, but they are also busy. They're looking for jobs. A lot of them are applying for med schools, and they quickly realize they just don't have the bandwidth to take this on. I would say towards the end of the year, I probably have somewhere between 35 and 45 alums that have volunteered, which is huge and amazing. And I think this is a number that we're going to keep trying to grow every year. This year, I've said even just taking on one interview is huge and amazing and really helpful for our team. The way the training works is it's pretty simple. I host that information session and then I follow up with a folder of resources. One of the resources is just me talking to Zoom, recording myself, and talking a little bit about what we covered basically in that meeting for anyone who wasn't able to make it or if they had follow-up questions. We talk about again why we interview, the importance of it, and a little bit how the school has changed. In the folder of resources, I have commonly asked questions, FAQs that are going on. We have interview questions that you could ask, some that are mandatory, some that aren't mandatory to ask, and all sorts of resources for them to feel really comfortable. And then I just make a Google form, basically. I write out every single date that they could sign up for, and I say, sign up for as many that you're interested in. Some people do one, some people are still looking for their jobs and they're happy to help out on a Tuesday evening and they sign up for six. So it really is a big a variety of what people are able to do, but it helps our team so much.
That's great. And I think I can add another win as a win-win-win before. I can add a fourth one now. So you're keeping young alumni up on changes, like doing those groups that you do, like is such a great way now that everybody in one swoop is being able to hear about changes and exciting things coming up. So, I mean, I think it just continues to be a win. So they do the interview. Is admissions still doing the traditional interview and then the information gathered from the alumni like supplement to that, or is this considered like the admissions interview?
No, it is the admissions interview. So,
Wow.
Meg does an amazing job with providing the resources and training the alums. But I will say an added layer that's important to know to understand how the whole system works is that since COVID, we require interviews of everyone, and all interviews must be on Zoom. And the reason for that is like an equity thing for us. So we know that we're evaluating students and families, and so we want them all to be evaluated in the same way. But this was also in some ways self-serving. We are an urban campus, we're a small school. It was hard to find interview spaces. This has allowed us to be able to host interviews in the evenings and on the weekends in a way that most of our peer schools don't. And so there's an access piece to that that was really important to us. And it has allowed us to tap alums that are not just in the Boston area. So part of this was our goals with our alumni relations team was to really spread out and tap people that wouldn't be able to volunteer in other ways that required them to come to campus and stay engaged through like bar events and the typical things that other schools are doing. And so alums are able to zoom in from California to be engaged in this and volunteer with us in a meaningful way. And that has been critical to this working. And we found in the beginning that we were actually worried that if families learned that their interviewer was an alum, they might think that was less important to the admission process than interviewing with one of us. And so we got ahead of that by changing the language on our website and through like the emails that we send with directions beforehand, where we are very clear who our admission committee is. And that consists of folks on the institutional advancement team, teachers at the school, and alumni. And so families are not surprised when they log on screen and they see an alum because we've been really clear about saying that that is the same as interviewing with one of us. And it is for us too. So they do interview reports in the same way that we do. And the only difference is that they don't sit on our admission committee, but we value the interview report in the same way that we would if anyone in our building was interviewing a student and a family.
Got
That's
it.
great.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you. I'm curious, could you talk a little bit about some of your other alumni engagement initiatives, like prospective family email marketing campaigns or other alumni panels or fundraising? And how do these different touch points work together throughout the admissions journey?
There's a few key initiatives. So, part of this started because we send out surveys to families in the admission pipeline after they enroll, both to families that chose to come to BUA and those who declined our offer of admission. And we would ask them each time what constituent groups they heard from in the process, what groups they wanted to hear more from. And we kept hearing that they wanted to hear more from our alumni. And so we were excited about that. We love our alums, we have great relationships with them, and we thought there was really something there to work with. So our big initiatives are really the interviewing is a big one. We host a virtual panel of young alums in February. So the timing of that for us is very thoughtful because many admission offices are not doing anything in February. They're reading files in the Boston area. There are very limited touch points with prospective families. But for us, we wanted to keep them excited and interested in BUA. So we host a virtual panel of young alums that's moderated by our head of school. Families can tune in from anywhere. And we know that when families are looking at our school, they care about outcomes in the future. So being able to see young alums talking about their journey through BUA and where they've landed now was something that was really interesting to our prospective families. So we're clearly able to curate the folks we ask to represent students who've gone to all different kinds of colleges, have different professional trajectories and whatnot. And then we realized that we had way more alums that were interested in doing things than we had initiatives in place. So one of the things that I think was most unique is that also in February, between the time that families submit their applications and hear back from us in March, we work with a group of 4 to 8 young alums each year that write personalized emails to families who've submitted their applications to BUA. We do all of the tech and back end. So we send it through our systems, we protect privacy, we don't share information, all of that fun stuff. But they draft an email that's an introduction, shares more about themselves, their experience at BUA, and they offer to be resources for families applying to our school.
Are those emails that families can respond to? They can reply to, sorry, can reply back to the.
Yes. So we send it out, and our email server allows us to use the alum's email address. So any responses go directly to them. It
Wow.
does require a little bit of training in advance because we want to be included in the correspondences that the families have. We want to know what's going on. So we do, that's a very self-selecting group. We ask a group of kids that typically were our tour guides that worked with us in our office. And so they keep us in the loop. They BCC us on all the responses that come through. I think what stands out to families is that they don't get this from other schools. It's a pretty unique offering. But they also feel like they have somebody outside of the admission office and outside of the school that they can ask their questions to that they might feel embarrassed or uncomfortable asking us. And the real win for us is that we really can get a sense of likelihood of yield from some of those responses. So oftentimes a student will say to an alum, BUA is my top choice. I would definitely go. Or I'm looking at X, Y, and Z school. And so it really gives us a sense of where families are leaning, where students are leaning in that process, which has been super valuable. And the last thing we do during the admission process is that we do start all of each week. We have one morning that we have an all-school meeting, and we always have speakers that come. So it's natural to our community and the flow of how things work. But we do start every revisit day morning with an all-school meeting as well. And we always make those speakers alums. That was a really easy way to incorporate alumni in the admission process. We make special asks for those. So we choose alums from all different age brackets. They don't have to be young alums at all that are doing something cool. And when families sign up for their revisit days, we include bios of those alums so that a family could, in theory, choose a revisit day based on an alum if they are especially interested in their trajectory or hearing from them. And because all school meetings have existed for the whole history of our school, alums feel very honored to be asked to come. Like that feels like a really big deal to them. So that has really helped with the reciprocal relationship we have with the alumni relations department too. I think in building back some of those relationships with alums that might not be as engaged with BUA as they once were, which has been very cool.
And I can imagine for a family going through the process too, like the amount of connection. So if you interview with an alum and you get an email from an alum, and then you come to an event and you get to see an alum speak, like that amount of connection, not from people whose job is to be promoting the school, but who are choosing to come and to talk well about the school must be really powerful.
Totally. It's been huge.
So, you mentioned in your presentation, you talk about having equitable admissions process. I was just wondering how does the involvement of alumni help you accomplish that?
Well, typically all of our interviews used to be held in person, which means that it was during the school hours and you'd have to commute into a city, which is already pretty challenging to get in and then find the parking and whatnot. And so just moving it to this online model has made it a little bit more convenient and equitable for a lot of families. We recognize that not all of our families are able to take time off of work in the middle of the day to pop on an interview. And our hopes when we interview is that we get to speak with the student, but also get to talk to the parents and guardians and just get a sense of why they're looking at BUA and answer any questions they may have. It's a long process, and this is a great opportunity to really make those connections. But again, not everyone can come in the middle of the day and take time off. So really moving to this online format has made it so that because they're hosted at in the evening, most people can sign up for it. They all run from 7:15 to 8:15 at night, and then we'll also offer some Saturday options too. So it's really made it so that time and work really aren't a barrier, and you can just log in from the convenience of your home in the evening if that's more helpful for your family.
Yeah, we didn't expect it also, but we did find when this started that we do still have interviews during the day too. Families will take time off to do that. That might work better for some families, but we will find sometimes that a parent will log in from work, the student will log in from home or from school. And so there's just a lot more flexibility in the way that you interview, and you can do whatever is most comfortable and convenient for your family. And we're very clear with families about that upfront. Like in our directives about our interviews, we let them know how it's going to work. And so we recognize that they're often applying to lots of schools. The process can be cumbersome and long, and having all those interviews and touch points can be really challenging. So we're trying to remove those barriers in the process.
That makes sense. Oh, that's great. I'm curious, how are you measuring the success of your alumni engagement in admissions, and what outcomes have surprised you the most?
I think a sweet one is that, for interviewing, we ask that you have graduated from BUA at least 4 years ago, because we did think it was important for the buy-in from families that students not be right out of high school. A small win for us has been that starting when kids are our tour guides at BUA, they're asking us about when they can start interviewing. So it's a program that has gained traction. It's something they're excited about. I think in terms of volunteer opportunities, we're like pulling back the curtain and letting them see something in a process that they don't understand how it works at all, and they're really interested in it. So the excitement around the program has grown dramatically, and we've seen that growth through the signups we're getting. So when we share out links to sign up to volunteer for different things, we've seen those numbers like triple and quadruple over the last few years as alums are talking to each other. The word of mouth has made it seem like an even more exciting way to get involved. And I think we're also seeing improved work on their end. I think Meg can probably speak to this more, but the more interviews they do and the more involved they are, the more they understand like what BUA is today. Their interview reports are stronger and more significant. We've had alums that have built relationships with students they've interviewed and stayed connected over
Great.
time, which has been really special. I think a testament to the small community piece at BUA too. Am I missing anything, Meg, on that
I
front?
think I've also just been able to see year over year the repeat students and alums who are signing up. That's been a huge metric for us. I think in the beginning, we would have a lot of turnover when we were doing the Saturday interviews. Again, city school, hard to drive in, hard to come in on a Saturday. But now I see year after year the same faces of people, and it just keeps growing, which has been awesome. And since doing this now for almost, well, probably like 9 years or so, I have some veteran alums who really, really help me out. If there's ever issues going on, they can help explain things to families where it really does feel like they're truly part of the admission team and really help us out, especially when they're in evenings. If there's any like Wi-Fi issues going on, they have my back, which is really sweet. And as Nastran was saying, it really does feel like they're part of the team and they really have. We've seen so much growth in them.
And like Meg
Wonderful.
follows up with all alumni at the end of the admission season, both to just thank them for their time, but also to offer to share outcomes with them because they really do care about the kids they interview in the process. So she'll say, like, if you want to know where our decisions landed and if students chose to enroll at the school, we're happy to share that information with you. And I think the number of people that follow up to be like, is Danny coming to BUA or what happened with Sally? Just shows their care for the process, and that has been really meaningful too. It's been great.
We also really positive feedback as well from the parents, and they are writing me emails saying, "We were so excited to meet with Nastron. She was awesome. I learned blah, blah, blah. We ended up going to the same school, which was a fun coincidence, or we grew up in the same town, and I could really see my student being like this person." And so I think that side of the feedback has been really helpful for us and really nice to share with the alum and make them really excited to keep volunteering and helping with our efforts.
It's great. And just to close this out, first, thank you so much for sharing all this. And the question, I guess, is for a school who is hearing this and thinking this is something we want to do, which is me right now. So, if somebody's talking to you or, you're presenting and someone's saying like, "Hey, we want to get to where you are." What do you tell them? Like, what do you tell them how to get started, things that they should know, What advice do you give there?
I could say a million things, I think, but I would say start small. So we've been able to build this out to be pretty robust, and alums are covering, a fourth of our interviews during the admission season, which is pretty significant. But when we started, we probably did two dozen alum interviews during the process. And there is a lot of coordination that needs to happen. So they aren't employed, remembering that alums are not employed by your school. And so having relationships with a select few that you know are going to show up for the interview when it's happening and making sure that they're trained and they understand the gravity of what they're doing is key. And so starting with a small scope, I think, is key. Training three or four alums that you know are reliable and flexible and have the time, and building that up just so you learn how your administrative process is going to work around that is key. And then you can continue to build it up more and more each year. What works for us might not work for another school, but it would be challenging, I think, to build it up to that volume very quickly.
I would also really think about what your training process looks like. I think ours has really evolved over the years. We get a little bit better at it every single year, but I would take time to sit with your community and your team and think about how you actually want to train people and what is the information needed to share, knowing that this is not an alum's full-time job and they don't think in the same way that we think, and we might be missing details that are important to share with them.
We didn't. I think the thing we learned after our first 2 years that we didn't realize the importance of is that the experience an alum had when they graduated from BUA in 2012 might have been vastly different than the experience of a student who's going to be at our school next year. Logistics have changed around how you apply to the school. Our programming has changed. There have been curricular evolutions. The head of school is different. And so for us, finding a balance of how we communicate those changes to them and how we keep them apprised of things happening at the school today so that they don't feel clueless and out of touch when a family is asking them questions and they feel confident in responding to that was one of the biggest barriers and something I think Meg did a really good job of getting ahead of with her FAQs and through the trainings she had and through keeping alumni updated throughout the admission seasons, that we would have touch points with them that they would expect. And the value was twofold. Like we were doing the work of the alumni relations team as well by sharing out these things that we're really proud of as a school, and that our alums were excited to hear about too.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Nastaran, Meg, thank you both so much for joining us today. This has been a great conversation. If any of our listeners want to get in touch with you guys, how can they do so?
They can always reach out to us via email. Our email addresses are on our school website. We're happy to hop on a Zoom. But whatever makes sense, we want to be as helpful as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nastron and Meg, thank you so much again for joining us. Angie, I think that was incredible information for schools and how they can improve their relations with alumni, make the admissions process more personal, and help the admissions team.
I literally can't think of a school that I work with that couldn't benefit from leaning into some of this. I really love what they're doing over there. That's great.
And so everyone can take a look at the show notes, and we'll have some resources there for you as well. And we would love to hear from schools out there, school marketers. Are there interesting ways and impactful ways that you have incorporated alumni, whether it's in your marketing communications, whether it's in admissions? If you have some great wins that you've had with your alumni, please write to us on LinkedIn or info at Upgrade School Marketing. We would love to hear it and share it out with others so we can all learn and grow together.
And thank you for listening to Upgrade School Marketing Podcast. We are the podcast for busy school marketers like yourself.
The
Yes.
podcast.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.